This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Hundreds of witnesses are expected to testify today on a measure that would ban the purchase and sale of so-called assault weapons across Colorado. CPR's Benta Berkland reports.
Republicans strongly oppose the bill and say the hearing could last hours and hours as opponents raise a marathon of objections. Speaker Julie McCluskey represents a Mountain District. She says she's still undecided.
In the more rural reaches, I hear a great deal of concern about the assault weapons ban. In my rural resort communities, I hear a great deal of support.
Backers argue banning these weapons is critical to protect public safety and prevent mass shootings. But even some gun control supporters question whether the law would be effective. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Animals at the Colorado Gator Farm in Alamosa County were killed in a fire Tuesday. CPR's Tony Gorman.
The fire caused significant damage to the Colorado Gator Farm's reptile building near the community of Mosca. The owners say most of their snakes, lizards, tortoises, parrots, and cats perished. Firefighters rescued three dwarf caiman and several turtles and tortoises. The cause of the blaze remains under investigation, but no foul play is suspected. The owners say the cleanup will take a while, but they plan to continue operations. I'm Tony Gorman, CPR News.
The Colorado Avalanche are down one game in their NHL playoff series with Seattle. Game two is tomorrow in Denver. The Avs are hockey's defending champions. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.